Ali, the Prophet's cousin, once said, "Even if you're born Muslim, you still need to discover Islam." Let's all walk on this journey together with New Muslims Hub.
Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about a topic, and we're going to discuss three hadiths that talk about this topic, which in my opinion is the most important concept to understand and comprehend when it comes to this life. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says in one hadith, Uqba ibn Amir reported Allah's Messenger as saying, he said, Allah's Messenger offered prayer over those who had fallen martyrs at Uhud. He then climbed the pulpit, and if someone is saying goodbye to the living and the dead, and then said, the Prophet said, I shall be there as your predecessor on the cistern before you, and it is as wide as the distance between Ayla and Jufa. Ayla is at the top of the Gulf of Aqaba. I am not afraid that you would associate anything with Allah after me, but I am afraid. So what is he afraid of? But I'm afraid that you may be a lord by the world and with one another in possessing material wealth. That's what he means. And begin killing one another, and you would be destroyed as were destroyed those who had gone before you. Uqba said that was the last occasion that he saw Allah's Messenger on the pulpit. Now, what does the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, what does he want to say in this hadith? He said he's not worried about us, that we associate anyone with Allah. That's not what he's worried about. Shirk, no. But what he's really worried about is that we have dunya in our hearts. We get busy with possessing things and buying things and owning things. That's all that we are going to care about. And there is something important here. He didn't just say that I am worried about you when it comes to this, but he also mentioned the result of being like that. He said, so that you would be destroyed, you'll begin to kill one another, and you'll be destroyed as were destroyed those who had gone before you. So when you care so much about possessing and buying and caring about the material things which are going to go away one day this will end, everything will end. So if you care so much about these worldly things, at some point you're going to lose them. You have to lose them. This whole world has an end. So no matter how much you possess or try to own, it's going to go away at some point. But it's you, because your heart will be so much attached to this, you will start to fight and kill each other because you always want more and you want what others have. So what you're going to end up doing is that you're going to kill each other and you're going to be destroyed, just like it happened to people before you. So also what he wants to say to us is that you should learn from the people before you. This is what happened to them and this was their end. This is how they end up being. Another hadith narrated Thawban, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, the people will soon summon one another to attack you as people when eating. When eating, invite others to share their dish. So someone asked the Prophet, will that be because of our small numbers at that time? So the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, replied, no, you'll be numerous at that time. You'll be a lot, but you will be scum and rubbish like that carried down by a torrent. And Allah will take fear of you from the breasts of your enemy and blast enervation into your hearts. Someone asked, what's wahn, which is enervation? Allah is going to take this enervation from our enemy's heart. So someone asked, what's this enervation? What's this wahn? So the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, said, the love of the world and dislike of death. Can you imagine how this is going to be like? Actually, this is what we're living now. If you look at Muslims now, non-Muslims do not fear the Muslims. They don't consider them as any kind of power. And that's because they are fighting over dunya. They are fighting over getting more money, making more wealth. They are so attached. Their hearts are so attached to this dunya. So they don't care about anything else. All they care about is this dunya. So they would sell anything for the sake of this dunya, for the sake of having more possessions and owning more and being more attached to this dunya. So what is the solution? Is there a solution in order to know the reality of this world? It comes in the following hadith. Abdurrahman ibn Abban ibn Uthman ibn Affan narrated that his father said, Zayd ibn Thabit departed from Marwan at midday. I said, he has not sent him out at this time of the day except for something he asked. So I asked him and he said, he asked me about some things we heard from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, say. That's what the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said. Whoever is focused only on this world, Allah will confound his affairs and make him fear poverty constantly. And he will not get anything of this world except that which has been decreed for him. Whoever is focused on the hereafter, Allah will settle his affairs for him and make him feel content with his lot, and his provision and worldly gains will undoubtedly come to him. So why do I find this the solution? Because the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, made a difference between a person who has dunya or the world in his heart and a person who has akhirah in his heart. A person who has this dunya in his heart, who always cares about material things and getting more and having more money and buying more things and owning more things, a person who only cares about those material things that are going to end at some point, he will not enjoy except what Allah wants him to enjoy. He can't get everything he wants. So a person who is focused on this, what does the Prophet say about him? Allah is going to make him fear poverty all the time. He's going to confound his affairs and will make him fear poverty constantly. And eventually, he will not get anything of this world except that which has been decreed for him. Of course, he doesn't think this way. He thinks that the more he tries to get, he's getting more than what he should get. But no one gets more than what he should get, because since you were a baby in your mother's womb, Allah decreed your risk, your provision, since you were in her womb. So you will not get anything more nor less. What about the person who only sees the akhirah, the hereafter? Because this is reality. This dunya is not reality. This is just the test that we are passing through. And according to what answers you give now, this is how your hereafter is going to be like. So it all depends on what you do now. What about the other person who doesn't have dunya in his heart? So what is he going to see? Whoever is focused on the hereafter, whoever works hard because he or she wants the hereafter, Allah will settle his affairs for him and make him feel content with his lot. What does this mean? This means that Allah will make him rich, but in his heart. He will not always feel that he doesn't have enough, that he always wants to get more. He is happy with whatever he or she gets. Don't you sometimes see people who live in very big houses and have very expensive cars and they get the best in everything, but still they're not happy? They might even suffer from depression. Haven't you ever seen actors and actresses like Robin Williams, this comedian? He was a comedian. He committed suicide. Why would he commit suicide if he had a great wealth? Even his roles were happy. He made the people laugh. Even if he wasn't like that in real life, but he was rich. So if he was that rich, why would he commit suicide? Why would he end his life? Why do we find the rates of suicide? Why do we find them in the richest and the wealthiest countries? Why? It doesn't make sense. That's because happiness cannot be measured just by money. You might have a lot of money, but you're not happy. You're not satisfied. You never feel that this is enough. I want more. You are never happy with what you have. That's the thing. So a person who is focused on the hereafter, who's focused on going to Jannah, so his work in this dunya, his answers to the test are all about going to the hereafter, not just he's not short-sighted and looking only to this dunya. Allah is going to put his wealth in his heart. And dunya will come to him, gains will undoubtedly come to him. This dunya, it's like, this is what it says in the hadith in Arabic. مَنْ كَانَتَ الدُّنْيَا هَمُّ فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعْلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. He will not get except what's decreed for him. This is the one who cares about dunya. وَمَنْ كَانَتَ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّتَهُ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. It's like dunya will come to him even if it doesn't want to. Why? Because he doesn't care about it. He doesn't go after it. Things will come to him because he doesn't go after the material things. He only cares about pleasing Allah. So the thing that we want to come up with in this hadith is that this dunya has an end, like everything. Like Allah says in Surah Ar-Rahman that everything, كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام, that everything in this dunya, that's not the exact translation, but it's like everything in this dunya has an end. It's going to go to an end at some point. And nothing will remain except the face of Allah, ذو الجلال والإكرام. So why would I be so attached if after this attachment and owning as much as I want, as much as I can and as much as I get, I'm going to leave it one day. And if I do it for my kids, well, they're going to leave it too at some point. And not because I leave them a lot of money or I get a lot of money, this means that I'll be happy. I might get a lot of money, but I might also not be happy when I get this money. I might have a disease that I spend this money on. I might not be happy, simply. I might, don't you sometimes think that if I get this job, I'll be happy and it will be the greatest thing? If I do this, I'll be happy and this is what I want, and I know I'll love this once I get it. And then when you get it, you don't love it and you don't feel happy. So this is what we think, this is what the media and what is intended for us to believe, that this is happiness, owning more, buying more, having this luxury, having this lifestyle. But Allah made this clear that happiness is in obeying Allah and following the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. This is the way of happiness. Because with our measurements, the material measurements of getting things and owning and buying and making money, it's endless. You will always want more. You will never be happy with what you have. But if your big goal is the hereafter, yes, you will work hard and you will always want to get more. But you'll always want to get more rewards. So you will work hard for a more noble intention and for a more noble goal, which is pleasing Allah and going to paradise. May Allah direct us all to the straight path, and may Allah make the hereafter in our hearts and get dunya from our hearts and not make us attached to any worldly thing. Thank you very much, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to New Muslims Hub. Any benefit you heard was solely from Allah's blessings, and any error was definitely ours. May Allah accept every moment we all spend in our journey to discover Islam.